I had an opportunity to talk to Greg this morning. He was given two options. I'll let him share the decision that he's going to make. My understanding, he's going to talk in the locker room. So, his two options were a certain type of treatment, and there's also a surgical option. And my understanding is that it is not season ending. So that's where we stand.
How much concern do you have over Jordy's injury?
Well, Jordy will not practice again tomorrow. In the medical meeting this morning, this is really the first time Jordy has dealt with the hamstring. We will probably test him either Saturday or Sunday, which is what we're looking for.
Donald is also injured. Are you concerned about your receiving corps?
Well, Donald Driver practiced today, so I think Donald's feeling better. I don't see him being an issue for Sunday. But, we're having some injuries. That's where we are right now. And the opportunity is for our other players to step up. I'm confident that will happen. I think it's been the practices the last 2 days have had a lot of energy. You can see the guys that are going to have more opportunities are excited about it. And, they're focused on the certain things fundamentally that we need to improve on. And we got one more practice. We'll cut practice back again tomorrow because of our injury situation. But we will be ready to go Sunday.
With limited personnel groupings, a possibility, do you have to scale back things at all, or are you full plan as normal for this week?
We have a full plan. I don't feel like we're short. Schematically or no, we'll be ready to go. The injuries. Is not a setback at all.
Injuries. BJ was out there today.
I'm sorry?
BJ was out there today.
Yeah, I got a chance to watch BJ Raji today. I thought he looked good. I mean, he was jumping around there. Looked like his old self. So the biggest thing with BJ, we'll see how he is in the morning. So I thought that was a positive having him out there today.
Mike Neal went out in the game with a knee. He's fine now, though.
Mike looked good. Watch Mike, particularly in the pass rush segment, the blitz segment. Yeah, I think Mike will be ready to go.
With Greg, does it help that he's had 3 weeks of kind of limited activity until whatever course he decides to take? Is that going to help him get that?
That's a great question. I don't know if it'll help, but based on which way he, where he decides, I think he's probably dealing with the same time frame.
Mike, do you know what the time frame is?
Really, specifically, I think Greg wants to talk on that. So,
are you kind of holding things together here with a Band-Aid before just trying to get to the bye week and holding your breath you don't have any more here in the next 2 weeks?
Well, we line up with 46, and we have 46, and I feel good about it. And, hey, this is every team deals with this at some point. But, yeah, I'm very confident in our plan. I'm very, very confident in our players. I'm excited about the opportunities. Some of our players that haven't had them in the past weeks are going to get on Sunday. And then it's all about winning. It's all about winning and beating Jacksonville. That's all we're thinking about. And we'll see where we are Monday.
Any of your Puff guys have a chance
this week? Yeah, I really want to get into that. So.
Mark, where do you have to cut back on practice in a situation like
The biggest thing with practice, just because of the numbers, is the long running. If you get into the team periods, you may cut back some of the reps. You'd be smarter on the vertical routes when you practice them in the team as opposed to on air, because you don't want to lose any timing. So you just very smart on who's running what route and things like that, because. Particularly yesterday, we were really stretched. A lot of your starters, most of our starters, were taking the opponent reps and so forth. So you don't want to stress your team out getting ready for a game. So we went to a lot more jog through type drills today, teaching tempo. But as far as the volume of work, as far as the reps of the looks that we need to see from Jacksonville's offense, defense, and special teams, we were able to get that done.
With all the injuries at wide receiver, is there a chance we'll see a little more Jarrett Boykin? Where is your comfort level with if he does the extended snap.
He'll play, and he'll go right in there, and he'll do just the same things that were asked of the other guys. That's the way we play. So Boykin can play all four positions. That's a tribute to him as a young player. I think he's exceptional in the way he's picked it up. We have four guys that have played a ton of football, and this will be a great opportunity for Boykin.
Thank you.